Hey, this is John Miles, and you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts.
Galen. He was using the wrong mic there. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. At the top, we heard some REM. That was the very first song they wrote together. Apparently, after many attempts, that was the first one that really worked out, and it was called Gardening at Night. Originally on their debut EP, released in 1982, called Chronic Town, but the version we heard was from Eponymous, which is a kind of a early hits compilation that I have on CD. It's a good compilation. You know, greatest hits, they don't get the respect that they deserve sometimes. Sometimes you want the hits. You don't want to have to wade through all those deep cuts. I did not realize that gardening at night is a euphemism for having a pee. If you look up the Wikipedia page for that song, they talk about having a bunch of beers at a show and then driving home and one of the members of REM asking to if they could pull over for a little night gardening. Anyways, good stuff. On today's show, a preview of a couple of really great shows happening on Saturday and over the weekend, and some new stuff. We've got some new Lower Dens and a couple of other things, some new Chastity Belt and Purple Mountains. But we're going to start off with an artist named Grace Ives. She has a sophomore album out. It's called Second, and we're going to hear the song Mansion. And so we've got a bit of a dancey set to start off. You know, beautiful day. Why not start with a little pep in our step? You know what I'm saying? Here we go. Here is Grace Ives. All right. That was Anna Roxanne from L.A., from her album, I guess it would be pronounced Tilda, Tilda, Tilda. That was the song, I'm Every Sparkly Woman. Before that, we heard Yusu from Vancouver. That was her an edit of her new single, Watermelon Woman. A full-length version is 7.5 minutes, so I played the radio edit, but look out for that. It's always nice to hear from Yusu. And at the top, Grace Ives from New York, New York, from her sophomore album, Second. That was the song, Mansion. Going to switch things up to the rockier side of things now. Chastity Belt have been out of the game for a little bit, took a little breather. One of their members, put out a solo record, but now they are back at it with their fourth LP. And this is the song And Jam to lead us off. So this is Seattle's Chastity Belt, not making a trip up yet. I know they were supposed to play a couple years ago and it didn't work out. Hopefully they make it up to Vancouver again sometime soon. Here we go. Here is Chastity Belt on Dunkin' Donuts. Thank you.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival takes place at Jericho Beach Park, July 19th to the 21st. Join us for an unforgettable weekend featuring 59 artists from around the world, food from delicious local vendors, and more. Tickets at www.thefestival.bc.ca or at Zulu, Neptune, and Red Cat Records. Cushy Entertainment present Halifax art pop band Mau No. July 21st at Redgate, Mau No is playing with Joe Pass, Maneater, and Love Goon. Tickets available $12 in advance, $15 at the door.
All right, that was Portland's Pardoner. From their new record entitled Playing on a Cloud, that was Sugary and Sweet. I agree. Before that, we heard Purple Mountains from Chicago. And at the top, we heard Chastity Belt with their song Anne's Jams. About Purple Mountains, I have a couple of things I want to say. First of all, when I stopped by Chris Horrific's show on Monday, Parts Unknown, fabulous show, pop music show here on CITR, he was telling me about a story he heard that David Berman, the guy behind Purple Mountains, was in Vancouver, and he was recording an album with Black Mountain. He recorded an entire album with Black Mountain and then scrapped it. Anyways, he was recording at JCDC Studios, and he was quite taken by the mountain landscape. And so he drew the contours of Vancouver's coastal mountains and colored them purple. And then that picture is up on the wall at JCDC. Then he named his new music project Purple Mountains. Not Silver Jews, Purple Mountains. Very cool Vancouver connection. I feel like I'm Nardwar up in here. And I was also remembering a poem that I read of David Berman's from about 10 years ago. It was published in The Believer. And I'm going to read it. I'm going to read a poem on the air. There's one swear word at the very end. So if you have sensitive ears, maybe just turn down the volume. About the Party by David Berman. And this is from his book, Actual Air. And it was also published in The Believer magazine. I loved seeing you the other night. And I think everyone noticed, which was the first time, I'm estimating, since the Oak Street Psychic Fair, when I first saw your ears as the two beautiful pink wheels they are, and your beautiful and your powerful boyfriend unnecessarily claimed that I only spread unhappiness with my harmonica playing. People see each other all the time, and they can't always figure out how to act. So it sometimes seems as if the dandelions, growing silently behind the high school, are the only truly outstanding reaction to existence. And perhaps because I thought I had no argument with the world until the backyard mosquitoes started penalizing my hands, and Wayne of Wayne's Hair Systems and Jimmy Food Hill combined to not let me near you, it came as such a horrible shock to notice you look so damn beautiful beneath Bob's silver maples that I about shit my heart out. Ah, good job, David Berman. I'm listening to the new record. I like Purple Mountains. Glad that he's back. All right, switching it up, we're going to go to Atlanta. And we're going to listen to some Deer Hunter. They have a newish record out called Death in Midsummer. Oh, no, it's called Death in Midsummer. And it's called Where Have All the People Gone? That's the first single. Anyhow, I'm mixing myself up. They're playing at the Rickshaw on Monday night, Deer Hunter R. And so let's give a listen to them. This is Death in Midsummer. Love you, Devours, but didn't mean to play you right there. Oh, okay, here we go. Here, I promise, there is Deer Hunter.
Come on down from that cloud and cast your fears aside. You're all here and there, and there's nothing inside. May God's will be done in these poisoned hills. And let the devil be cast out on his tail. There was a voice that called me. There was a light that burned. Your friends have died and their lives
Did you know UBC students get 20% off organic, farm-fresh produce from the UBC farm? Come by the farm and eat local. Really, really local. Supported by British Columbia's Buy BC program.
Tune in to Tea Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
Oh, hard to admit we spent 25 years hiding out from ourselves. It's all we knew, it's all we knew, it's all we knew, it's all we knew, it's all we knew.
That was Non La from the new demos that he put out. That was the song Explained. And he'll be performing on Saturday night, part of a great bill featuring Snail Gun, a new band I haven't heard of, Be Afraid, and Mr. Merlot at the Toast Collective on Saturday night. Before that, we heard Devours. He will be headlining Party Fest 2019. Who knew it was happening here? On Friday night at Redgate, that also features the fantastic Shitlord Fuckerman, Freak Dream, Spencer Owen Timeshare, and Joey Chaos and the Ghosts. So check that out on Friday. And at the top, we heard Deer Hunter from their album, Why Hasn't Everyone Disappeared? And that was the song Death in Midsummer. And they'll be at the Rickshaw on Monday. Choms is a rehearsal space or a practice space, art space, and a number of great local bands play there. And they're going to be having a showcase of all the bands that play there on Saturday night as well. That's going to be at Redgate, not at Choms because it's too small. But look at this lineup. You've got Tessie, Lucky, Tonk, Total Ed, Nice Apple, Cave Girl, Swim Team, Psy, and Dumb. Dumb will be playing their last show of 2019. At Redgate this Saturday. So check that out. We're going to start off with some Dumb from their new record, Club Nights. This is the song Don't Sleep. That's my advice for the weekend.
Feeling tested, paranoia not forgotten. Something rotten, constant replay making plays for your head. Pulling in the wrong lane in a dream that won't end. You're out of money, acting funny, and you've got no. Circus noises, your sister's knocking on your door asking for a ride and you wake up. Mm-hmm.
to live in.
All right, that was Love Goon from their new EP, their debut EP, entitled Lonely God. That was the song Too Sweet, out now on Kingfisher Blues. They're going to be performing on Sunday night at Red Gates, along with the fabulous Maneater and Joe Past and Mauno, formerly of Halifax, now of Montreal, it seems. That's what their Bandcamp bio says. And we heard Mauno before, Love Goon, from their new album, really well. That was the song Vampire, and they've been on tour up the West Coast. They're playing Victoria and Nanaimo this weekend, I think, Nanaimo and Gabriola. I think that's what it is. I don't know. Anyways, look it up. And so they'll be arriving to our city, tour tight, ready to blow our socks off. Can't wait. And at the top, we heard Dumb, part of Chom's showcase on Saturday night. Whew, it's been kind of a rough show. Sorry, everybody. You know what won't be a rough show is the show that's coming up right after me. I have a new radio neighbor, and it is the Fine Podcast. Fine is a storytelling show at the Lido on some Monday of the month. I'm not sure which one. I think the last Monday of the month. And it's always free, always a collection of really fantastic storytellers and comedians and artists, and often there's also a musical performer, and it's all the hard work, the brainchild of Cole Nowicki. Make sure to stay tuned for Fine, the debut, I believe, of Fine here on CITR, and they're going to be having their show a week this Monday, so check that out. Yes, Fine, coming up next. Going to close out with Baltimore's Lower Dens. They have a new record out called The Competition. This is the song I Drive. Thanks so much for listening. See you around this weekend, and I will be back next Thursday. Bye.
box, I hate you cry. In the middle of the dead of night, I wonder why. Do I have to make a sacrifice? I hate you cry. In the middle of the dead of night,
why can't you be with me?